Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. During April, we've been focusing on the I Am statements of Jesus from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, I am the light of the world in John chapter 8. In John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And this week, we focus on Jesus' statement in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. Of all the different I Am statements, this is probably the most beloved of them all. There's so many beautiful paintings and portraits of Jesus as our good shepherd. There's so many great hymns of Jesus as our good shepherd. I can't fit them all into one service. We all love this picture of Jesus, and rightfully so. It really gives a sense of who Jesus is and his relationship with us. We are the sheep who belong to our shepherd, Jesus. John chapter 10. Jesus talks at length about his work as our good and loving shepherd. And I'd like to focus today on the strong and loving hands of our good shepherd. The hands of the shepherd. Number one, strong hands. Our good shepherd has strong hands. Strong enough to protect us, strong enough to rescue us. Strong enough to protect us. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10:10 is such a powerful verse that says so much in one sentence. In the first half of the sentence, Jesus gives us the job description of the devil, his mission statement. The thief, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal your faith, kill your body, destroy your life, and everyone you care about. He's the devil. That's what he does. In the second half of the sentence, Jesus gives us his job description, his mission statement. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Jesus wants you to have a great life and a long one, one that lasts forever in eternity. You see, Jesus stands in direct opposition to the devil. The devil wants to destroy your life. Jesus wants to give you life. Jesus assures us if the devil wants to bring death and destruction to your life, he's gonna have to go through me. And that is good news for us. It's right after that verse when Jesus makes the great I Am statement, I am the good shepherd and I lay down my life for my sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11. As sheep, we have lots of enemies. Of course, we have the thief, the devil who wants to destroy us, and we have the wolves of this world, the enemies of God who want to hurt us. As sheep, with the thief and all these wolves running around, we need someone to protect us. We need a strong protector, someone who can drive away the thief and the wolves. As Psalm 23 says, yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Jesus, our good shepherd, is always right by our side with his rod and staff to protect us and keep us safe. He is there in the good times, and he is especially there in the bad times. He doesn't lead us into the valley. He leads us through the valley and finally leads us home. He is strong enough to protect us, and he is strong enough to rescue us. Luke chapter 15. Sometimes it's the devil and the world that get us into trouble. Sometimes we get ourselves into trouble. We wander too far away from the good shepherd. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells the story of a sheep who wandered so far from the good shepherd, he ended up getting lost. This good shepherd, Jesus, doesn't just say, you know, I've got 99 other sheep. I think that's enough. No, he's a good shepherd. If one of his sheep is lost, if one of his sheep is missing, he's going to go after it. He's going to find it, and he's going to rescue it. That's what Jesus does. He's the good shepherd. And Jesus does that for us. Even though it's we ourselves who get us into this trouble by falling into trials and temptations and sin, even though we're the ones who do that, even though we, by our own foolishness and pride, sometimes fall into the pits of sin, the good shepherd loves us and he comes to rescue us. And the good shepherd is strong enough to run after us, find us, rescue us, and lift us out of that pit. And then, I love Luke 15, 5 and 6. When he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. He calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. Luke 15, 5 and 6. When he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders. He's not angry. He's not upset. He's not mad. He's joyful. Jesus goes about his work of salvation joyfully. In the tough times, he doesn't just walk with us. Sometimes he has to carry us through the valleys. I love that picture of a shepherd carrying a sheep. Notice it's not always just a small lamb. It's sometimes going to be a full-size sheep. And full-size sheep can weigh as much as humans do. Imagine carrying a human being on your shoulders like that. And over very unfriendly terrain, right? It's not an easy thing to do. Shepherds have to be very strong to do what they are able to do. But Jesus, the good shepherd, he's strong enough. He's strong enough to help us. He's strong enough to rescue us. He's strong enough to lift us out of the pits of sin. And he's strong enough to carry us when we need to be carried. He puts us on his shoulders and carries us home. The good shepherd is full of joy. He loves his sheep and he can't wait to bring them home, where the celebration and the joy never ends. Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. The hands of our good shepherd are strong hands, strong enough to protect us and rescue us. They're also, number two, serving hands. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. John 10, verse 14. The first verse of Psalm 23, one of the most famous in the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Again, the Bible says so much in just a few words. The Lord, Yahweh, is the good shepherd who supplies everything his sheep need. He provides them everything so that they don't lack anything. They want for nothing. In the same way, Jesus, 1,000 years later, comes along and says, you know that shepherd that's described in Psalm 23 when it says, Yahweh is my shepherd? Yeah, that's me. I'm the good shepherd. I am the one who provides everything you need. I am the good shepherd and you shall not want. Why? Because I know my sheep and my sheep know me. As the good shepherd, Jesus knows his sheep and he loves his sheep. He knows them personally by name. And that's what he says as well. He calls them by name. He knows each and every one of them. He loves them, he cares for them, and protects them, providing all their needs. He provides their physical needs, giving us everything we need for this body and life. Like Psalm 23 says, the good shepherd leads them into green pastures and leads us beside still waters. But of course, he also feeds us spiritually. And that's what he does in this service. That's why we call this service, the worship service, the divine service, because here, Jesus, the divine Son of God, is serving us. He, through this service, is encouraging us, strengthening us, listening to us when we pray to him, and of course, most importantly, feeding us. He invites us to hear his word, which is food for our souls. Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And he invites us to his table, where he gives us real food for our souls. He prepares a meal for us in his house, a meal of bread and wine. But in with and under the bread is his very body, and in with and under the wine is his very blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And because we receive this meal, our cup runneth over with joy, as the good shepherd meets our deepest spiritual needs, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. This is what the good shepherd does to us. He comes to serve us, to feed us, to give us that which we need the most. Number three, the hands of the shepherd are pierced hands. John chapter 10, verse 11. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd who loves his sheep, protects his sheep, cares for his sheep, feeds his sheep. But Jesus goes so much farther than that to show his love for his sheep, because he's not just a good shepherd, he's the greatest shepherd of all. He is willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for his sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Psalm 23 is a prophecy of the Messiah, the good shepherd. The chapter right before that is a prophecy of the death of the good shepherd, Psalm 22. Also written by David, it's a prophecy of the crucifixion of Jesus. It starts out with the familiar words of Jesus, the cry from the cross, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" And it continues to go on and explain some of the details about Jesus's death, how he was crucified. Psalm 22 says, "Dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." Psalm 22, verse 16. "The hands of the good shepherd are pierced with nails in order to pay the price for our sin." As Isaiah the prophet writes in chapter 53, "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned each one of us to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." The shepherd dies for sheep that love to wander. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, and Jesus Christ, your shepherd, laid down his life for you. But that's not the end of the sermon, because that was not the end of Jesus. Jesus's hands are pierced, that they are also the hands that save us from sin and from death. Number four, saving hands. So Jesus's hands are strong hands, serving hands, pierced hands, but they are saving hands. They are saving hands because Jesus rose from the dead. John 10, 17. "I lay down my life that I may take it up again." Our good shepherd laid down his life on Good Friday. Noah took it from him. He laid it down willingly, as the scripture points out to us. But it's not the end, because as he tells us here, he has authority to lay down his life and he has authority to take it up again. And that's exactly what he does. 3 days later, our good shepherd died on Good Friday. His body rested on the grave on Saturday. But on Sunday morning, Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, rose from the dead, because he is the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. Our shepherd is strong, so strong that not even death can hold him. 3 days later, Jesus defeated death and rose victoriously from the dead, so that he could open up for us the door to everlasting life. And that's what he promises to do as our good shepherd. He's leading us somewhere, and the place he's leading us to is not an earthly destination, but a heavenly one, his Father's home in heaven. John 10, 28 says it so beautifully. Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Our good shepherd gives us life to the full, eternal life with him. "I give them eternal life and they shall never perish." And notice the strong hands of Jesus. "No one can snatch them out of my hand." No one, not the world, not the devil, not even death itself, can snatch us out of the hands, the strong and powerful hands of our good shepherd, Jesus. Whatever may happen in our life, good or bad, we are safe in the strong hands of our shepherd. He holds us in the palm of our hands. When necessary, he carries us, and he will always be leading us home, which is why we can say, along with the psalmist at the end of Psalm 23, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.